And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 20th of June, 2014. It was on this day, 1977, the Trans-Alaska Pipeline began to pump oil for the first time, the largest private construction project ever completed in United States history, 800 miles long, a pipeline 48 inches in diameter, going over three mountain ranges, crossing 34 major rivers, including the Yukon, pumping almost 2 million barrels of crude oil every day, traveling through the pipe at about 7 miles an hour to the port of Valdez. It's the birthday of the biochemist Frederick Gowland Hopkins, born in Sussex, England, 1861. Got his degree in chemistry, and in 1901, Hopkins discovered the amino acid tryptophan. He studied diet and its effect on the body's metabolism and concluded that essential amino acids, which the body needs to produce its own proteins, was not made by the body but must be consumed as part of the diet, that there are elements in food that animals need to survive, which he called necessary nutrient factors, but we know them today as vitamins. It's the birthday of the poet Paul Muldoon, born in Portadown in County Armagh in Northern Ireland, 1951. His father, a laborer, farmer who, Muldoon recounts, could just about write his own name. The boy went off to Queen's University, Belfast, got a job with the BBC as a radio producer, published his first book when he was 21 years old. Paul Muldoon, who's written children's books and libretti, has a big collection of electric guitars and writes rock lyrics, which were just collected in his most recent book, The Word on the Street, which comes with a CD that includes some of the songs performed by Muldoon's band, Wayside Shrines. It's the birthday of Vikram Seth, born in Calcutta, 1952, author of A Suitable Boy, the longest single-volume work of fiction in English since 1747. And it's the birthday of the guitarist Chet Atkins, born in Luttrell, Tennessee, 1924, who said, "Back then nobody had any money. We were so poor, and everybody around us was so poor, that it was the 40s before any of us knew there had been a depression." Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran entitled Spelling Bee. In the spelling bee, my daughter wore a good brown dress and kept her hands folded. There were 12 children speaking into a microphone that was taller than they were. Each time it was her turn, I could barely look. It wasn't that I wanted her to win, but I hoped she would be happy with herself. The words were too hard for me. I would have missed chemical, thermos, and dessert. Each time she spelled one correctly, my heart became a bird. She once fluttered so restlessly beneath my skin, and on the morning of her arrival, her little red hands held nothing. Her life since has been a surprise. She can sew, she can draw, she can read. She hates raisins but loves science. All the parents must feel this, watching from the cheap folding chairs. Somewhere inside them, love took shape, and now it stands at the microphone, spelling. Faith Sheeran's poem, Spelling Bee, from her collection, Moving the Piano, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.